It's Dick Vitale's segment, and here is Patrick McEnroe, Dickie V, questioning your abilities on the tennis court right off the bat. Now, what's that all about?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, he's a very honest guy. I respect that. One of the McEnroe tradition is to be people of integrity. He's learned that well from his brother John, man. Be honest. Be honest. I'm going, you really for this? I'm going to play tennis. As soon as I'm done with this show, I'm going out to play my son-in-law, Thomas Krug. The guy was a former QB down at Notre Dame, and I'm going to whip his butt when I get my drop shot on the clock. Hey, Patrick.
You're going to work him over, huh, Dickie? You're going to work him over. You're going to make him run.
I'm going to roll my drop shot. I got a great drop shot. I don't have a good backhand, so what I do is I camouflage my backhand with that little drop shot, and I'm going to tell you, it's devastating on clay.
It definitely worked. It definitely worked. You obviously got your game going, Dickie V. It's good to talk to you. I know you're a big tennis man, but tell me a little bit about Kwame Brown now. Is this the sixth high school kid applying for the NBA draft?
Yeah, I know, you know, he really a great talent in terms of a high school talent. I saw him over at the Round Ball Classic, the Sonny Vaccaro Round Ball Classic, and I was really impressed with his ability and versatility. I think what makes him special is he is so versatile. I think out of all the high school kids, he's probably the best talent who's ready probably more than others to make at least a minimal contribution. I mean, he's not ready to be any major factor on the NBA level, that's for sure. But because of his versatility, he'll get some minutes and he'll be able to develop. He's got a lot of potential. I mean, he has the ability, when you look at him, to be a young Kevin Garnett. I think he'll go in the top five of the draft, and certainly was Heartbreak Hotel for all the Gator fans. You know what's really amazing through this, guys, Patrick and Mike? It's really that these kids, they hold coaches up in hostage all the way till May and June. I mean, you don't know what's happening to your program because your superstars are, like, hanging there, and they all say, well, I'm not getting an agent, so I may come back to school. Like, I really believe Bogans and Prince, when they evaluate the situation down at Kentucky, I think both guys will follow the pattern of Jamal McGlure and come back to Kentucky. But they hold these coaches hostage.
It's got to be difficult for the coaches, although I do like that rule. I like the kids being able to go out there, see what their options are, and if they don't like it, come back. I'm glad that they're able to do that now. Dickie V, we know that you always say, you know, potential is the thing that gets coaches fired, and that if you were drafting a player right now, you would take a guy who was ready to come in and contribute immediately, like a Shane Battier or someone else who played a lot of college ball. But we all know, realistically, that isn't going to happen. If you were selecting from among these kids who are going to be the top picks, and we're talking about Kwame Brown and Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry and Eddie Griffin with the one and done at Seton Hall, which one do you take? Who do you think has the chance to be the best pro of that group?
Well, you know, it's amazing. You put me on a spot early in the morning. I mean, early in the morning.
He's just getting ready to go hit a few tennis balls. Yet. Come on, Dickie.
You got me on a spot. I got McEnroe ripping me about my tennis game. I mean, I know I was going to get roasted, and I don't get paid much cash for this. I get more for a speaking engagement than I get for this. I don't need this nonsense. I'm hanging up. Are you kidding me?
Come on, Dickie. Stay on with us.
Hey, listen to me. I would probably, if I was thinking young, I would have to go Kwame Brown would be the guy. I think Eddie Curry's got a long way to go in terms of running up and down the floor with his body weight, et cetera, and I just think that the kid Kwame Brown has a little bit more potential. But I really wish, and I know this sounds crazy, but I wish all these kids would go to school and enjoy the beautiful atmosphere of a college life instead of just thinking economically, because the money's ultimately going to be there. I told you once, and I'll say it again, Michael, it didn't hurt Grant Hill. It didn't hurt Tim Duncan. It didn't hurt guys like David Robinson. It's not going to hurt Shane Battier. And let me tell you this. If I'm a coach, I want a guy that's going to help me now. Are you going to tell me that you're going to take Eddie Griffin over Shane Battier? Are you looking 4 or 5 years down the road, you check the records off the court, the way people handle themselves, et cetera. I mean, it blows my mind when I look now that a guy like Battier is slipping in the line. In fact, some people say he may go 6, 7, or 8, with a lot of these kids going ahead of him. And I really believe they do get coaches fired. Mr. Potential never gets it done. Hey, speaking about a guy that's not potential, and you know how much I love baseball, what about Ramirez? Yeah. 46 RBIs already up there in Fenway Park.
How could they pitch to him, Dickie, at that point in the eighth inning when he hit that two-run jack to tie the ball game? How do you pitch to Manny in that situation?
Well, you see what they did in the tenth. They walked him deliberately.
Yeah, exactly. Well, too little, too late, right?
Yeah, well, too little, too late is right. I tell you that one thing, though, is he's doing a phenomenal job, but also his replacement down there in Cleveland, who's playing right now. He's a free agent after this year. I was teasing him. In fact, I saw him about a week ago. I said, hey, Juan, Hey, Juan, Mr. Gonzalez, I want to be your agent, man. Are you kidding me? What you're going to reap in after this year? I think every player should have to play like Patrick had to do and all the people at tennis.
Had to grind it out.
Huh?
Had to grind it out, right?
You got to earn it.
That's
You've
right.
You got to earn it year after year. You get the 5-year guarantee, the 7-year guarantee. Look at football. They don't have guarantees. They get those bonuses, but they don't have guarantees. But I'll tell you one thing. Gonzalez has been the perfect replacement. John Hart, they're going to miss him in Cleveland. The guy is absolutely terrific. He did a phenomenal job with those Indians as the GM. And I'll tell you one thing. They better try somehow not to let that guy leave. But he's done a great job. And all the people that have criticized Duquette up in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think he loses Clemens, he gets Martinez. He comes back, he gets Ramirez. And when they get Garcia Pera back in our lineup for the second half of the year,
dangerous.
I mean, you talk about offensive firepower. See, Patrick, you're shocked that I know my baseball.
You're unbelievable, Dickie. Well, talk about players earning their money. How about a couple of the NBA young stars coming through this past weekend? And, of course, you know them well. Allen Iverson, Ray Allen, Tim Duncan, of course. Well, we've seen him do it. And Vince Carter, finally coming into his own. How exciting has it been for you to see these guys develop in the big time stage?
Well, you know, you see them in college and you see that potential, and then you watch them go to the NBA. And I've said this many a time, and I know a lot of people think I'm wacky, and they say, oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
No one thinks
but
that,
did he? But I've said this, Patrick, and I've said this, Michael, and I really believe it. I think it's tougher to score and put a lot of points on a board on a collegiate level for the superstar than it is on the NBA level because of all the different zone defenses and the things you can do on a college level to negate the great one-on-one ability that many of these athletes have. And you put them up on an NBA stage and turn them loose and allow them to do their thing like they're being able to do now, and you're seeing, I mean, Kobe Bryant, say what you want. Are you kidding me? He is in another league, in another world. In fact, I give stock up. I do my little stock report now. I'm going to do it every week with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Stock up, my stock up, baby, going way up. My PT period a week, Kobe Bryant. Stock down, going down, Bobby Valentine.
Well,
six in a row,
you got
baby.
That right, Dickie.
But I'll tell you this, Kobe was unreal. So is Iverson, been phenomenal. And you talk about certainly Carter. But you know what's interesting?
Yeah.
We had a poll on my website. The poll question was this week, out of all the great young stars, 25 years and younger, mm-hmm. who are playing in the NBA playoffs at this time, Iverson, Carter, Ray Allen, talking about Tim Duncan. I mean, these guys are 25 and under. And it was amazing. Kobe Bryant. Guess who won the poll as the favorite of the fans, the best?
As the best player among the I would guess Kobe Bryant did.
Yeah, he ran away with the balloting.
I would guess Kobe did.
No, it was unbelievable. It was Tim Duncan, number one.
Wow.
Two was Iverson. Three was Carter. Four was Kobe. And five was Ray Allen.
Really?
That really shocked me. That really shocked the heck out of me. But I'll tell you, the combination, they are lethal, playing well together. And the reason Kobe's getting a lot of space now is because the defense, after Shaq just punished Sacramento in the first two games. They really now tried a little bit more help on him, and it allowed Kobe to do his thing, and he just has taken over. What a 1-2 punch they are, and there's no way that they'll let Kobe get out of that city like they were talking in the middle of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be the wackiest thing in the world. This kid is 22 years old.
Yeah. He is going to be he's going to be the best player in the league for a decade, and